Thank you, Mother. Claire de Lis. For being an advocate for the ways of true teaching and sharing, modeling and learning. I see each of you as one who has the capability now to be an advocate for truth, wisdom, and the unlocking and unleashing of divine genius and holy wisdom from within the soul. My sharing upon earth was only a beginning. So many schools, so many communities, so many teachers and students have learned the Montessori approach. And yet, what was this way? It was one of observation of the child, one of learning the inner genius that already existed within, and simply facilitating that genius being opened, revealed, accommodated. You are a genius because you are fashioned in the image and likeness of God, who is the great genius, the progenitor, the regenerator of all species and genii. As this is so, what is the message of your truth and your inner genius? How will you clarify it? How will you codify it in a creative way that will bring one or many to their own truth and self-discovery? This is the crux of your life. You were given energy from and of the divine to utilize in this lifetime, and the creative spark and urge to make it real. What have you done with this energy? Where have you invested your talents and gifts? Are these investments bearing fruit for you now? And will they continue to sow bear fruit in future generations? Each investment of your conscious awareness and seeding the earth with truth creates a viable new enterprise of light. As I see it, your Meru Learning Centers will be enterprises of light. And it requires enterprising ones who are full of light to make them successful, victorious. look no further than self to co-create something of beauty and harmony that is valuable to old and young alike. For many of the youth in your midst are old souls, and they will not respond to methodologies that are outmoded. Dearest ones, they will respond to the creative spark within those who can ignite them with their joy and fire them with a message that is poignant, powerful, and full of presence. The Divine Mothers are here during this conference. Why? Because we are all teachers of humanity as mothers. Those who have mothered a child from the heart are the greatest teachers that have walked the earth, because they have laid the foundation for the young one to walk in the light, to ever be inspired by the light, to be enriched by the light. The light of truth, the light of beingness, the light of new possibilities and self-discovery. Look at yourself and see just how you can be a mother teacher. You have spent many hours studying, listening to these heart streams and previous dictations by previous messengers of numerous ascended master movements. To what end does all of this occur? What is the fulfillment of all of this for you in your life? Will it bring you to the point of self-mastery in and of itself? You must experiment within the laboratory of your being as a child does until that one understands the dynamics, the equations, and the inner message within the matrix of the experience. And from this point of awareness and the aha, voila, awakening, you have the seeds of light that you may then share as a true teacher and progenitor of light. Quickened by your I am solar presence, you shine that light within the lives of those who are entrusted to you to care for. Every true teacher is one who cares for her students. And this caring involves careful planning, the preparation of materials, resources, and opportunities, and the overarching, inspired administration of the process of learning. so that the genius of the child may emerge from within that one. For it is never extended from your brain, your words or your mind to them. It is always quickened and awakened by the magic of the mother. When you love them, smile upon them, and facilitate their awakening within any lesson that you choose to share. True education is a series of progressive awakenings, dearest hearts. And you are still awakening, right?
Yes.
To your divine reality. And will continue in this mode beyond the beyond to infinity. So if you are always a student, learning progressively, transforming and changing, discerning, weighing, and divinely reasoning, consider how, as you continue to learn, this process grows on you and within you for you to continue to discern by your own awakening ways and means of inspiring others, including the youth and the precious children. Much can be said, much can be written and codified, yet more can be awakened by a careful observation and a gentle touch or a simple movement of one's hand or fingers to show the way in a perceptive moment of interaction between a teacher and a student. Never do it for them. As you know, always provide the resources for their doing, for their self-mastery. It is not so different with the Ascended Masters and you, is it? They never do it for you, for if they did, it would take away the magic of self-mastery, of attainment, of accomplishment. We laugh often at what you go through and the cyclic rounds of the initiatic path. And we are constantly in the mode of refining our processes in order to get through to your minds and hearts. Because what worked last year may not work now. And what worked a generation ago is already outmoded. Be reasonable. Be reasonable with yourself, What does this mean? Reason with the Logos and discern through new abilities the truth, the way, and the life of the adept. There is a type of reason that takes into account the miraculous, the magical, and the mysterious, as God invested it long ago in the cosmos, and through which God is still revealing it to an awakening mankind presently. You see, God does not share every mystery to everyone all at once. This would kill the process, destroy the evolution of light and life. Therefore, be compassionate toward yourself in your awakening. Not so caught in the web of feeling that you must have your victory and attainment now. Such that you lose the magic of the moment in breathing and accepting the awakening as it comes, when it comes. Yes, dearest ones, I am awake, even as the Buddha Mother is awake within you now. And in this wakeful state of presence, I am enlivening, enriching, and empowering you to be teachers of truth, advocates of the way of light and love.